here we go, boys.
Go.
Ooh, I love that sound. This is a good one.
As well.
And we are rolling in Shangri-La of Duckville.
How many mounds do you think are in front of us or around us? Look at this boss.
Good Lord, I have no idea.
I'd say a solid 15 hundo.
So many. Was trying to get cool slow-mo when they were flying in, and I failed.
It's tough with the light right here.
That, and they come in so damn fast.
Yeah, they really kamikaze on in here.
Yeah, they're coming right up the hill. This is pretty intense. Let's throw the old Snapperino on here.
Yeah, I was just looking up mallard band data here.
How's this for a podcast?
Holy shit. That was pretty sweet.
Look at that. Look at that. Oh, my God.
I haven't spotted any blacks in here yet. It's not saying there isn't any.
The way these things bomb in is just like a dream.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's prime time right now, too.
Show me a band.
Yeah. Okay, so the state of Minnesota in 2020 alone put on 2,136 mallard bands.
Where do they all go? Because people
That's
just
what I'm
do
saying.
Not seem to ever shoot these damn things.
I've got one on my lanyard, a single, singular mallard band. Wisconsin, in just 2020, did 3,000. So you got 5,000 ducks out there, mallards alone, in just 2020, that got banded. You'd think you'd see more get shot. I mean, if just in this general area you're getting...
Dude, look at those purple heads on those things.
Yeah. You just think you'd see more, but I mean, it's like, how many mallards are really out there if you're really seeing them that rarely?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've shot one. It was a hen, but it was a private band. That's the only duck band I have, and I think I've only been witness to, like, one other wood duck band, and that's it.
And they put a shitload. I mean, the United States put on 40,000.
That's crazy.
Just in 2020.
Think of how many ducks they actually are.
Oregon, 3,500. California, 5,600. Just this year.
Try to get some to creep into us from the right and left side here.
Yeah, they're sneaking up behind us here.
You left your binoculars over there. They're going to eat your knockers. Look at these new batch coming in. Man, do they come in just reckless. I mean, they have no reason not to, right?
Right. There's no threat of anything except maybe...
This is nuts.
I just lost my train of thought with that wad.
Look at this one single bombing in. Oh,
holy
okay.
Shit, look behind us, man. We're getting sneak attacked. Let's toss him some corn. Oh.
Skirt him. They're being shot at. Dude, these birds are gorgeous. Look how red-legged these things are.
Yeah, and these are definitely northern mallards. I've lived in this area my whole life. I suppose we should explain where we're at. We're at the retention pond on the southwest corner of the Northtown Mall in Blaine, Minnesota.
Isn't this your Nebraska honey hole?
Yeah, this is my Nebraska honey hole. Now, this retention pond, they built this a few years ago. Let me Google that.
Oh, they're fight.
So, this area, we've always had a good population of winter mallards. But back when I was a kid, it was... the bubbler in Eastmore Lake. That was really where you saw most all the ducks. And it would be a few hundred of them. And then they built this retention pond because just east of us on 85th here is a place called Springbrook Nature Center. So with this mall here and this development, every time it rained or the snow melted, Springbrook would just flood out like crazy. So they decided to... build this retention pond a couple years back, and it's dramatic the effect it has had on the waterfowl population here in the wintertime. Truly a testament of what just one spot can do for an area.
This is nuts, dude.
And really the the population of this area in the wintertime went from a couple of hundred, you know, on Moore Lake and the Mississippi River, which is very close by as well, to just several thousand. And I've been seeing it increase every winter. And so ever since I've been 12 years old, man, I've been looking for some other species besides a mallard here. Like any
other than black ducks?
No, I never saw a black duck here until a few years ago. So it was, I'd just never seen anything. Like, I want to see a wood duck. I want to see a pintail. I want to see a black. I want to see anything. Now, there's some albino genetics that would winter around here in the dead of winter. You'd get these pure white mallards. I've got photos of them from 2003.
Now, there's people that privately breed. They're called snow mallards.
And that might be it, but
and they're not really they're not albinos, but they're leucistic. And even to
oh
call
shit,
them,
there's a wood duck. Holy
look
fuck!
Look at that, there's a hen woody right there.
Holy fuck, that's crazy.
Well, you just got your wish.
Well, I did see a black duck for my first time here about 4 years ago, and I've had an albino in my yard. So the albino genetics have remained for at least 15 years.
There's two hen wood ducks.
Is there?
Right next to each other. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, Drake Mallard's like, get out of here, bitch. It's my corn.
So last year I came down here one day in the winter, and I think I scoped out like four black ducks just at one time, and I had never seen anything like that. That's crazy how there's hen wood ducks here. I've never seen wood ducks here this late. Look at this. We're getting sneak attacked again from behind.
Yeah, honking ass. I'm trying to get the... Where'd that wood duck go? They take off? Oh, they took off. I was going to try to get a picture of them, but... Oh, she's over there now.
Haven't seen a banderino yet. Dude, there's a couple hundred sneaking up behind us now.
What's that for a selfie? Selfie photo bomb.
I took a video and put it on my Snap story and said, hey, Arkansas and Louisiana, do you remember what this species is? You had your time to shine. Time to
screw you, Vandemore.
See, like, look at this fatty beast.
Jesus Christ.
And then there's some skinny little minis in here, too, you know? It's kind of interesting to see the different shapes and body conditions of these birds.
It's unreal. Unreal, dude.
But I'd really like to see, like, just, like, more, like, managed waterfowl areas. Because you get something like this in your area, the dramatic increase in waterfowl that you see, like it's we don't have anything like this in Minnesota that's done by like our DNR.
No, for sure. No, ow, you just hit me with corn.
That is a
black duck
right there. There's a black duck behind us. Yep, that's a blackie.
Oh, furthest sure back enough. Duck. Yep, yep, I see it. Yeah, hen.
Looks like a hen black duck. Yep. Yeah. Orange bill. Yep. Pure black duck.
Sweet.
She's pretty, but, dude, the blacks I seen down here last year were just unreal gorgeous.
Yeah, dark.
Now we got to see a band. We seen a wood duck. We seen a black. We seen two wood ducks.
You're going to run out of light. That's unbelievable. That is so cool. It's a good thing you look behind us. You probably would never have spotted her.
So, with this dramatic increase in population that we've had in this area during the wintertime, you'd think that those the mallards I feed in my front yard, I would have huge feeds now, right?
Right.
Not the case.
Is this where they all stop now?
Well, there's usually a dude who comes down here every day in the winter and dumps like at least 40 or 80 pounds out for them. And so they don't have to come to my front yard anymore to feed.
Dirty bastard.
So my idea was to get a...
No, you got to go for a walkabout.
Yeah, I know.
To get your fix.
So I was thinking about, yeah, I can't just look out my window while sitting on the couch reading a book. So I was thinking about bringing getting some signs made that said, do not feed waterfowl, police order. And staking them in right here.
Just so people don't you get a ticket for your own sign.
Oh, can you imagine if like these things were trying to stack in my yard? I've had a couple hundred mallard feeds in my yard, but I've never had like a thou. when they hit the roof, I'll just be walking around in my house here.
These things aren't going to be able to fly.
My dad's got a hermaphrodite duck down in Hanson Park in New Brighton that he's feeding every day right now.
Oh, yeah, got a little bit of both.
So my dad, he goes to Hanson Park every day with the dog, and he's got like 40, 50 mallards that he feeds down there. And, oh shit, we're blocking traffic with ducks. And he walks into the park. Now imagine this psychopath.
Look how fast, dude. He's like
a 70-year-old man. And he walks into the park and he just starts going whack, whack, whack with his voice, like just quacking. And these ducks fly from across the fucking park and land at his feet. Like, who is this psycho? That's my dad.
That's just my dad. You'll be all right.
He's got a peanut jar full of corn. He's feeding some mallards. I can't say the apple fell too far from the tree, I guess.
Right. Yeah, you're going to be that 70-year-old weird dude.
So, yeah, and so there's this pond. Oh, damn, that's a brutal fight right there.
Yeah, there's been a couple.
Damn, they're still going. Squabbles. They're still going. That fucker's trying to drown him.
Yeah, yeah, I see it.
God,
two drakes
damn.
Just tussling.
So there's
he ain't done yet.
There's this one. Jesus.
Kick his ass, sea bass.
Holy cow, they're jumping over other ducks to kill. Wow. You don't see that too often.
It's a violent world.
So you got this roost.
Mallard duck.
You got this roost, and then you got the one on 694 and East River Road. There's another retention pond. All right, I better Google this before we run out of time in this damn podcast.
This is a good way to spend a day. Where'd our black duck go?
I don't know.
Again. I'd like to see her come front and center. Look at these two bombing in from the heavens.
So,
oop, they ran out of room. They're doing the Arkansas dance. The timber dance. Look at these things. Good Lord. This is crazy. This probably doesn't make for the best audio. But
hey, I've been talking.
It's pretty wicked. Lots of birds, man. Lots of birds. Show me a band. Just
Northtown drainage improvements. The project, conjunctive with adjacent cities, would look for opportunities to reduce peak flow rates and maximize storage capacity in the area of Northtown Mall, east of University Avenue. That's where we are.
That's where we're at.
This was a project completed in, it's a planning list, 2017. So it's just been a few winters now since we've had this. And yeah, the impact has been immediate and obvious and dramatic.
I hear a honker.
Yeah, there's some across the road right there.
Oh, they're staring at us.
my buddy Matt D told me there was a neck collar here.
Oh, here they come.
Yeah, here they're about
oh,
to fly
God,
right
we're
going to
get killed.
Oh, fuck, they almost got hit by that car. Holy shit.
Would you be accessory to a crime if you...
Okay, yeah, yeah. So apparently there is a neck collar in this mall, and I've checked every bird since he told me that yesterday.
Look at these ones coming
And
in.
I didn't see any neck collars, but I did see the sun hitting a bunch of geese with their necks up, and it is a very white neck they have. It's like, Matt D, I don't know if you've really seen a neck collar,
right?
Bro. And
they want to talk.
It's pretty crazy what these mallards will do when they go out into the neighborhoods and feed.
Why you gotta move, Dick? Scare them away.
So these mallards are so smart. In the wintertime, they'll find bird feeders.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that.
And then they filter into somebody's yard that's got a bird feeder, like in their backyard, every one of them will hit that bird feeder with their wing.
Oh, and knock stuff off?
They'll all attempt to smack it on their way in, so it gets its swing, and it'll spill all the food. And then from there, they will just smash as fast as they can, and you can see how fast they can clean up an area.
Yeah, they're doing a pretty good job on everything we're throwing out.
Yeah, so they'll smash away and then bang, make a quick exit, and they'll go hit a dozen bird feeders every night, maybe more. So growing up in this area, I'd started seeing like these tornadoes of mallards of like 30, 40, 50 mallards bombing into somebody's backyard. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So after I seen a little corn spillage and 100 mallards hugging it, my next stop was the hardware store. And I set out some corn in my yard And it took less than 24 hours to build a feed on that corn.
Wow.
From the day I dropped corn, they'd never fed in my yard ever.
That's crazy.
To a daily occurrence having mallards in my yard. And I've had some really fucking creepy things happen too, dude. Like, I've come home from work a couple times and it's like snowing bad. And I'm like, there's mallards that are hungry looking for food right now. I know it. Because if somebody came around to Northtown Mall,
yeah,
like, they didn't get nothing.
Right.
Dude, I've poured corn out in my yard and had ducks on it in less than 30 seconds.
Do they know
at
the
least
sound?
Six, I don't know, dude. It's like they fucking materialize out of thin air. Dude, the first couple times it happened, I'd walk the bag of corn back to my garage. And then by the time I closed the garage door and returned, there was like 50 ducks on it. And I'm like, what the fuck? How did they get there? And, man, these honkers are hungry. Look at them come right up.
Oh, my.
That's that one that just about got hit by the car right there. And, see how pale their chest is? Silver.
Yeah. So, be really cool if one was banded.
Dude, I haven't seen a band in Fridley in 3 years. But apparently there's a neck collar here.
Huh.
They're pretty small-bodied bird, aren't they? They're not large Canadas.
No, these aren't the big daddies.
So you got the pale chest. The small, like, I'd say a medium body size. Maybe like a 7-8 pound goose. I don't know. We do get Churchill birds up in this area.
I'm going to have corn on my podcast equipment for fucking months.
That ain't me.
That ain't me. Look at these things. How cool would it be if these honkers right here were banded? It would be awesome.
Man, how cool would it be if a mallard is banded? I can't
or
believe we haven't
collar.
Seen one.
Can you imagine if you were this close to a collar? How could you not tackle it?
Apparently there is a collar in this area.
You would shit yourself.
I can't hear myself. Did the battery die?
No, you should be fine. You're probably just a weird... No, you're good.
All right.
You're still recording. All probably right, just cool. A weird... Can you hear yourself now?
Yeah,
or no?
I can, yeah.
Okay, just a bad connection. This is pretty awesome.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
It'd be cool if more honkers showed up, especially that one with the white neck collar.
That would be ridiculously cool. Look at this one. Oh,
dude, I drove around till dark last night checking every goose I could find off of University Avenue.
For collars?
For a neck collar, yeah. Matt told me it was in this pond yesterday as part of a six-pack. Said a six-pack of honkers was in the pond loafing.
Huh.
And one of them had a white neck collar. Plain as day. All right.
Yeah, these aren't big geese at all.
Nope.
These are very small geese. I mean, they're not.
Gotta wonder where
tinies,
they.
Tinies, but.
Gotta wonder where they spend their summer, you know? There's clues, but.
They probably don't want to leave at the moment. They got a pretty good thing going right here. Two idiots throwing them corn. They got open water. These three bombing in.
Wonder how much of this duck audio you'll be able to hear on the podcast.
Not sure.
And how much of the road noise.
Shouldn't pick up too much of the road noise because it's kind of behind us, but.
Oh, that's good. Dude, we got to see a band before this podcast is over.
These geese are just herding them right now. They're keeping
them. They are kind of keeping them out, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're protecting their corn, the greedy motherfuckers.
Look at them. You just got, look at that one there.
Yeah,
dude. Bite them.
Okay, let's get some to them ducks.
He's not really biting them. Like he's had a couple chances to actually tag one, and he's just posturing. He's just mouth open, hissing.
Dude, there's seriously not a single duck closer than them four honkers. They've created a force field around us.
They have.
And they've got like 20 pounds of corn on the ground.
I'll just
like
bounce them over there. Get some over there.
You get them like. Get that head bobbing effect that really attracts them all over. Now you can see them all swimming, swimming to us.
Yeah.
It's not just like ducks up on the grass.
Oh,
this will really pull the wild ones
them.
Over. Look at that frenzy we create. It's like piranhas. Like a bunch of green and brown piranhas.
There's water going everywhere.
There we go. Now it'll go eat shit.
Oh, look at them.
It's just starting to boil, dude. How many ducks do you think are in that 20-yard circle?
Shoulder to shoulder. There's over 100 for sure. I mean, like, it's fucking what the hell happened there?
Over 100, dude. That's like 300. There has to be, dude.
All right,
I'm gonna take a picture and I'll try to count them later. What's in that fucking circle?
What the hell happened to my? Oh well, whatever.
All right. I'll see how many individual birds I can count out of that later on.
I'm already to kick these geese out of here so
dude,
we can get these ducks back up.
I need
up
to fuck close. Off.
Maybe I should start calling at them. That usually works in the field. Dirty
but
bastards.
Imagine this on just like a larger scale, too. Like, the DNR is managing this area for waterfowl, getting birds.
Oh, look. They're,
like a safe
they're
haven.
Smart. They're getting smart. They're going
I don't
around.
Know. It makes you think, though.
Let's reward them. They've circumnavigated the goose dam.
Yes, they have. I came on.
You still can't hear yourself? How about now? Can you hear yourself yet?
What did I write to you today? Like...
Something about pack. I don't even remember. Something about the cleaning up after myself.
Oh, God. It's not appropriate at all.
Most times this podcast isn't, so I'm not too concerned about it. I wonder how fast these birds process this corn.
I thought I saw a band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I see it. It's right there in front of the geese.
Yep, that Drake has one. Right there. Fucking right. To see if you can get some numbers here. I'll try to pull them up here. Oh, dude, don't go down there. Know. Yep. Don't go down there. Fuck.
Barely,
you got your binocs?
Barely see him.
Fuck.
Yeah, I have it. My binocs. I'm trying to get a picture.
I knew I seen something weird on a leg.
Oh, get away from that grass, dude. Get away from the grass. There, you can kind of see it shining. Oh, there he goes. Now he's walking.
I'm surprised a black came walking up on us.
All right, let's see. Where'd he go?
There's that close. Hen Woody right there.
Where'd he go? I lost him.
There's probably one like 2 feet away from us. We're just trying to find that one that's barely out of the water.
Oh, fight. I'm too close to focus my binocs. I lost our band. I don't know where he is now.
Gone through about 25 pounds of corn since we started the podcast.
Huge fight in front of us right now.
Is there?
Yeah.
Is it multi-birds?
No, it was 2 drakes again. They gave up.
You think it's the same ones?
Nah, probably not.
That band look old to you?
No, I don't think so. It was actually kind of shiny.
Okay. It's just dirty, I think, from that sandy.
Yeah. Well, all the geese have moved off. Maybe we can get
there.
Oh,
there he is right there.
Where?
There, is that, that's, there's
oh,
a fucking,
yep.
No, two bands right fucking next to each other, dude.
Oh,
no
yep.
Fucking
yep,
way.
Yep.
Right here. See if you can get some numbers. Dude, 2 drakes standing right adjacent to one another, banded.
I lost them. Got overtaken.
They're right there still. They just can't see through the bodies.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Come on up here, ducks. 2 drakes. And I've in this area, I've never seen a banded hen out of all the bands I've seen, which is only like 7 or 8, including the 2 we've seen today.
I can't see through all the lakes. Can't see the forest or the trees. Come on, band. Come front and center, buddy.
So that's pretty insane to see 2 bands here today for me, man. That's a milestone type of event, honestly.
Where is he at? Where are they at?
It took years to see my first band in my front yard, and I've still to this day only seen it once.
I don't know where he went. I don't see either one of them now.
I don't either.
Down to the water, maybe. Gonna have some in our
just
back pocket
out of
here
curiosity. Not saying nothing here. But how tough do you think it would be to actually snag one and pliers it off?
Really tough.
I do too.
Because just throwing this corn,
they haven't got within 5 feet of us.
If you stay still, the longer we stay still, the more the closer they get. Even when I turn around and look at them, they get nervous.
That's true. And, you know, like, when I'm feeding them in my yard, sometimes if they don't, if it's not an event that
another
makes
fight,
them be
another
there.
Fight
like
right
snow.
In front of us, front and center. Those 2 mallards going at it. Look at him. Oh, you just scared him.
I gotta adjust.
Ugh. Way to go, jackass.
Yeah, if only.
All right, now we gotta load up the hillside again.
Yeah.
I can't reach it.
Let's throw some in the water. That really drives him crazy.
What's up with you 4 goose? Gooses.
Yeah, dude, they should fuck off, man.
Well, why is there only 4 of them?
Go back to polar bear country. They're definitely not like lower 48 species.
No, they're tiny.
They're fucking small.
They're residents, bro.
Residents.
Well, somewhere. Is there even such a thing? Now that no,
I don't think there is.
Kind of what we know about geese migration, I don't. Yeah, I
don't think there's such a thing. But here's the one thing I'm curious about: the southern species Canada geese, not southern species, but the giant Canada geese that get born in Texas. Do they go to Canada to molt? Because
yeah,
I have seen Oklahoma bands get killed in North Dakota.
Really?
That one's banded right there. There's a drake in front of just
yep,
straight in
I
front of
it.
Me. Can
yep.
I get your binocs?
Yep.
Let me see if, dude, let me see.
Mine might be too powerful to pick it up. No, 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 don't go away.
Fuck, he left, didn't he?
Yeah, he got scared.
Oh, I see him. I see him. That's a brand new fucking band.
He was front and center.
Fuck.
And he got a little skittish.
I can't tell if... I tried to escape out of the weeds, didn't quite make it, just fell back in. The wind off their wings is just crazy
yeah.
powerful.
Oh, 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 oh. That goose is giving it to him now. Now he's actually biting him.
Yup. God, that's strange. That's strange behavior.
It's probably not really.
No, I guess not. I mean, they are doing it.
Protecting a food source.
It's just four of them.
I know. Like, you can take them. You have them outnumbered.
Look at this coming walking at us now.
I know. I wouldn't be surprised if they put their head down and try to get after us. Yeah, move off the side and let these.
All right, you've
no,
thrown
no, no,
enough.
No, 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 no.
Where's that mallard band now?
I don't know. Let's just stay still and see if we can get him to come up the hill now. Look at that one lazy fat fuck right in the front. He's literally sitting down just eating in front of him.
I don't even see it, dude. Like, when you tell me to look at a bird, it's hard to, like,
I know.
Decipher what you mean by that.
Right.
I can see a lot of legs right now, just kind of looking through the, it's like looking through the, a pine forest of legs.
Seriously.
Pine forest of orange mallard legs.
Where is that band? Come on.
I don't
Show
know.
Show yourself. Take the spotlight, buddy. Ooh, there's a hen and a drake fight going on over there.
Nice. Oh, dude, there's a hen fight. Two hen fight, yeah. Nope, now the hen's going after the drake. Dude, that hen's just going after anybody gets near it.
They're just food fighting now. Food fighters. Oh, there's a band.
Where?
He's walking down. No, I don't see him. No, he's walking away.
God,
I can be able to see
it's crazy it. How brief moments we get to even look at him, like how fidgety these things are.
Yeah, we stay pretty still. I bet they'll keep walking up. They'll run that corn line we got going.
They look at how clean it is after just the first walk.
It's crazy, dude.
Just the first wave of assault.
Roomba ain't got nothing on these guys.
No, dude. And I never really kind of believed that you know, like ducks will feed a field out until I started feeding them in my yard.
Right.
And it kind of was like I could go through as much corn as I wanted to. I mean, to an extent, but like I buy these 40-pound bags for like $5 and I mean, if I wanted to do one or two a day, I felt like I could.
Right. They're everywhere.
But
We're
that's
surrounded.
When the one thing I found too was this is
They're
whole
pretty close
whole kernel corn. If you want to keep the ducks in your yard way longer, you buy crack corn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because then there's just way more little niblets to pick
sure.
at.
Oh, sure. They got
to
work a little harder to fill that crop.
This they really, really do fill up their like they fill it fast and they clean it clean.
Wonder how fast they process the full crop of corn.
I don't know. You'd have to think like 24 hours.
I mean, they're feeding daily. Looks like a younger hen right there. I don't know why I say that. It's got a lot of fluffies on it.
Look at this hen. Look at like this one very front. Look how short her bill is.
Yeah.
Now the one next to it, look how
She's
black.
Like a call duck.
Look how black her bill is.
Yeah, her bill is super short. That she does look like a call duck.
Yeah,
if she was
it?
A little bit smaller, I would say that's probably what it is. Hi. All right, let's get a black front and center, nice and close for a picture. That'd be sweet.
They are going after my binocs now.
Just think how a bunch of these left to go feed in somebody's bird feeder, I assume.
Yeah, yeah. When we first pulled up,
they were pouring out of here.
You don't see them hitting bird feeders much past sunset in the city.
That's because there's owls.
dude, my neighborhood's got owls. Like, it doesn't, it seems, I feel like broad daylight, I close the door and I can hear them out in the creek. Yeah, dude, there is owls. Not many squirrels.
Weird.
Lots of owls. God, that voice is loud. I mean, yeah. Compared to the hundreds of ducks that aren't coming even close to as loud as that single hen honk was.
Getting a fight. They're running out of food. They're getting right up on our toes right now.
Yeah, they're within 4 or 5 feet of us now. But I still am not confident I could snag one of those.
There's no way you could. They would have to be, like, in between our legs, like, actually just within arm reach. You couldn't move any other part of your body, just, like, snatching a frog.
Now, what about a goose? Like, could you grab a goose?
Yeah, I think I could get one of them.
I think I could, too.
If I was in a bit, not from this position, prone position, like, if I was on my knees, like, ready to spring, yeah, for sure.
Take a little walk to the park.
I bet I could get that one right there, even right now.
He'd be tough.
I bet I could stand up, he'd let me, and I'd charge him. Look at this little guy. Is that that little short-billed girl?
I think it is, yeah. Because she was over there nibbling on my binocs.
Yeah, I think she's got some... I think she's got a little domestic in her.
Yeah, a little bit of that. There is game farm mallards in Minnesota.
Little call ducks. Little call duck genes going on in there.
Minnesota's one of the only...
Look how much she's been eating. Look at her crop, dude.
Yeah. Dude, so a lot of these front and center birds, their front of their chest is starting to sag.
Yeah.
Look at this fat son of a bitch right here. Dude, his crop is practically dragging. Seriously. That's not even the shape of a mallard anymore.
Seriously. That's like a green-headed pelican. Oh, that's funny. Oh, we're losing them. We got to get them down the hill. Let's get some back in the water.
Yeah, water.
Oh, here they come. Boy, you get in the water, they really pour in, don't they?
Yep. Because then it's a little bit safer down there, I think, or something.
Probably prefer to feed in water.
They probably do.
Coming in now. Now we'll get some more up the hill.
Mind if I take the rest of this bag home? Start up a little feed in my yard?
No, go ahead. I don't care.
But if we have any left.
Right. Well, you know where to get it. It's not far away.
No, I know. I'm lazy.
I'm lazy.
I'm lazier than
the ducks. You sit here in your white box, and then they really get close to us.
That is not a stupid idea, dude. That is not a stupid idea. Just sit here with a nice camera.
Uh-huh. Oh, you could get some killer pictures, dude.
In
killer.
The box? Oh, the box is designed a little catapult mechanism so it launches corn out of the ceiling.
You need a conveyor belt. Getting intricate duck feeding. These three coming in behind us. That is just never gets old, dude. Let's be some prime real estate to just... build a house.
How many people you think have drove past here and looked at us and said, what are these fucking psychos doing wearing microphones?
I know. Look at all those ducks. All those guys are feeding them. Why are they wearing headphones? No, Nick, they're all going, God, I hope that's a new Waterfall Wednesday. I can't wait. That's what they're saying.
This would be good reference audio for just listening to birds. There's a band right there. It's Drake right here. Where'd you go?
Second row in or something? I can't see.
Yeah, there he is. He's got his head down. He's behind the first hen. He's like, looks like he's eating that other one's asshole. Oh, his head came up.
I see. I think I know which one you're talking about, but I can't see
his head's down still right there. I got my eyes on him, and he's walking back towards the water.
I can't see.
I got you. Oh, no. Look at these ones bombing in here. These ones were probably out at bird feeders.
Oh, man. Look at them.
And they're just like, what the fuck? We've been smacking bird feeders for 2 hours, and we could have just sat here. Oh, that, right there, bandit hen. She just bumped into that Drake.
I didn't see the band, but
that's
saw the hen
first,
you're talking
first
about.
Bandit hen I've ever seen
you're
here.
You're getting a lot of firsts today, Nicholas.
Dude, fucking yes. This has been awesome, man.
Wood ducks.
Where'd that hen go now?
She went back down to the water. Geese. Oh. I don't know why you're getting bumped out of audio, but... which one of these cords is loose. I'm not moving them. Good Lord. So what do we got even open right now? Just the south zone, right?
Yeah, I think so. And that ends in sometime in early December.
So that's about it. As we stare at the most ducks I've seen all year, there goes our season.
I mean,
but
mallards
it's super
are
mild. This December 1st, and this is pretty nice. It was nice today.
You know, I used to say that Minnesota needs to extend its season and to get a chance at these later mallards, but
no,
you're going to sacrifice a lot of comfortable, warm hunting for teal and shovelers and all your other species for these are very, very concentrated.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
there'll be a lot of pissed off people that can't get permission on fields or whatever.
Exactly, it's
all
a lot of private
spot,
land. You're not going to be going out in the river and just smashing mallards,
right?
If you can even get out in the river, because it's dangerous and cold.
Yeah,
I mean it's not. I don't know.
Rivers are fun though.
I'd like to see a river zone created for opportunities. There goes two honks bombed in here. I just want to verify about them collars, because that one, they just got such a white neck that makes me not believe Matt D. that he's seen a white collar here.
Yeah, he does. That one does have a really white neck.
They
There's
all
no
do.
Way that's a collar, though.
No, I know.
I don't see the other. I don't. No, neither one of them have collars.
No. But very, very, very light silver chest and like a faded white neck ring that bleeds into the silver.
Just going to town. Hey, you don't have to fly away. I'm literally feeding you guys. I think, you know, you just got done saying mallards are smart, but we've been sitting here, my arm's just like a windmill throwing food to them, and they, every time my arm moves, they still freak out. You think they'd be like, oh, when he moves his arm, that means fresh
They're
food.
Wary. They're wary.
These are wild birds. Oh, show.
There's a, look at this. There's a drake right here, and he's got a hen bill. I wonder if it's a hermaphrodite. Or an old hen.
Hermie.
He's got the black all over its bill.
Can't
right
see
here. He's feeding
right
up front.
Yeah. A little bit. Got a little black stripe there.
Big black stripe.
Could just be
weird just
color
be a,
morph. Yeah,
could just be a weird, bill with the black.
Weird gene.
I got to post the pics of my dad sent me. It's from his shitty camera, but he's got a super cool old hen hermaphrodite duck down at Hanson Park right now. I tried to call him, see if he could deliver us some more extra corn.
Right.
I ordered one of those G-Tech hand warmer
pouches.
This
whole line. Oh, yeah? These look pretty badass.
Yeah. They do. I got an extra battery for it.
I think this
Put
line
the hashtag
will move right up
hunting
into
with Joe.
Hunting with Joe.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man, that frostbite sucks so much ass.
Your hands are cold already?
My hands are done.
Oh, wow, dude. No wonder you don't like hunting in the cold.
No, I know, but I don't know. I've been, like, looking up articles on how I can do whatever I can to alleviate that symptom.
Oh, there's your black-billed drake over here on the left, second from the left.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
this is pretty cool.
Do you think we fed ducks for enough for one podcast?
Probably. I mean, I don't know how exciting it is to listen to this. I mean, we did throw some data out at them.
Hey, I talked. You didn't talk much. This is probably the least amount you've talked in any one of our podcasts.
People are probably good. Look how well that hen blends in. Look at her.
Crawling around right there.
Yeah, in that tall grass.
And that's why the drakes get that color, too, when they're molting.
Think of that. When that bird is sitting still... Good
oh,
luck
fuck,
seeing
you can't
that
see.
Thing.
No, you ever see that feather flage somebody came out with?
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't dumb.
No.
It just looks dumb.
It's just if you're not hiding in tall brown grass, you look like a retard. Look behind you. Right overhead. Straight up top.
It's about 20. Look at these two draining on us. Oh! God damn, it looked like they're going to hit us.
Did I just hear a fresh honk?
Yeah, there's honks to the left over here flying. I don't know if they're coming at us or not, or going out to somewhere else.
Well, we're getting a lot of fresh
There's a lot
mallards
of mallards
coming
in
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so these ones were all out feeding all over the neighborhood, all over the suburbs.
Oh, these two bombing in. Oh, man, is that sexy.
I mean, they might have...
Good God.
We're looking at ducks that might have been feeding, like, in the South Metro today, you know, like, 20 miles away. It's not crazy. I'd love to see a GPS transmitter on one of these mallards to see its daily activities.
Well, now you're getting greedy. Oh, I thought you wanted to see one here at the pond. Like actually
I would,
see like
I'd like to see a backpack.
Antenna
like an antenna.
Out.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But, I mean, just to know like what these things do on a daily basis would be really sweet.
Well, this would be a good place for some guys to come down and set up some traps, set up some nets.
It would be. Yeah, do some rocket netting here.
You could almost net this whole pond. Well, probably not, but you'd get a big patch of them.
I mean, this ice, the ice hole they've got is maybe only 40 yards across at the most.
Yeah.
And there's thousands of birds in here. Look at this. It now we're really starting to see a lot of birds returning.
Be cool to see a pintail.
Yeah, I've never seen a pintail.
Late season pintail.
Never seen a pintail in this suburb here in the winter. I guess I've seen two hen wood ducks now.
Now you've seen two hen woodies, yeah.
What is it? It's December 1. I mean, we get to January 1. If I see two hen wood ducks, then I'll really shit my pants.
If somebody shoots one of these hen wood ducks this coming weekend, you're going to see it on Waterfaller. You're going to see somebody's like, these guys are lost, late season wood ducks. Guaranteed somebody would post that for sure. Faux show. Does this pond hold birds like early? I mean, does it just...
It has been, yeah, because this pond is so new. This is just kind of a...
Because I would
think first couple winters...
Early, you would come down here, you would see some different breeds.
They're here in the summer now. Not a shitload of them. But I was here a month ago, and there was already just a disgusting pile of birds.
So look at this Drake
little call, that little call hen is still over here next year.
Drake going to town. Like, it's interesting to see... which ones they... Look how black that hen's bill is. She doesn't even have any fucking orange on it.
I've seen a lot of that. I've seen a lot of that around here. I don't know if that's an age thing or a genetic thing,
but... It's like, watch how... Well, it's probably just like freckles, you know? Some people have more freckles than others or whatever.
But you get...
How do they pick the corn they're going to eat? Because they'll, like, reach over 20 kernels to grab a particular kernel.
I don't know. And I will say this...
God, she's getting so fat.
Here's an observation I've definitely have made is... These mallards are way smaller than the ones I would get in my yard like 4 or 5 years ago.
Take a picture of my yard.
You would never see ducks this small in my yard. Like, the ones that fed before this retention pond was here, that would go into the neighborhoods and feed every day, and they've been doing it for 20 years like that, those were big fucking northern mallards. And I never, ever put corn in my yard prior to there being snow on the ground.
Sure.
Like, I just never had. Until recently, like maybe last year, because of this pond. But yeah, it's definitely attracting a certain type of mallard, a different type of mallard that's been here historically. Smaller bodied mallards, maybe weaker ones that normally would have to go south.
Snapchat's blowing up. Look at this one. Just hits the brakes.
Dude, it like put its arms back, its wings,
yeah.
Like as far back as it could stretch its chest open and just fell.
Hit the brakes, yeah. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that waterfallers love. I mean, this is why it's obsessive. The visuals for me, like...
Oh, yeah, and it just doesn't get old.
The silhouette of them cupped out and just fully committed like these ones are. Obviously, there's no decoys. We're not hunting them. Why wouldn't they be? But it's still just to see that, it's awesome. It's a sight to behold for sure.
There's got to be...
There's your four honks right out in front of us.
Man, I don't know how many ducks are in here right now. I always get a kick out of the, like those refuges that post their duck counts, and it's like, the refuge had 14,785 mallards, 691 wood ducks.
There's Mrs. Call.
Yeah, yeah, she's been out. She's been there the whole time, man.
Yeah, she probably is a game farm bird just probably. Because. Yeah, right.
What'd that dude say?
Something about gunfire.
Yeah.
Sure, he's stoned.
Yeah, probably.
Jealous.
Kind of.
Oh, this is like a fine way to spend a day. Well, any closing thoughts on this one?
Let's do this again.
No, we could do it. It's going to get cold, though. Bring the white box.
Let's bring the white box out here.
The white box will drown out the vehicle sounds, too.
Let's bring the white box here, and let's do it like in the dead winter, like in maybe 6 weeks from now.
Oh, when you actually have snow on the ground?
Yeah, snow on the ground, 6 weeks from now, and we'll see. So usually what happens, like this area we're sitting here too, this dude pulls over and he dumps his corn right here, so it's usually pretty much bare dirt.
Yeah.
But yeah, we could set up the white box and get some cool photos and then just, again, make observations. Are we going to see more bands? Are we going to see more blacks? Are we going to see any wood ducks?
We need somebody with a good camera to come out.
I mean, I'm really paying attention to like how many small-bodied mallards we're seeing here. It's just kind of blowing my mind. But
they're all really orange-legged. I mean, real red-legged.
Yeah, but like, let's see what it's like in another month.
Fully plumed out, dude.
For sure.
Their heads are purple.
We saw one black duck.
Yeah.
And last winter I came here, I saw three or four of them in that one time.
And who knows? I'm sure there's more out there we just can't see, especially now it's dark. A bunch of fresh birds came in.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So and I don't even know if you could tell right now. It's starting to get to that twilight.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
Should we bounce?
Yeah, probably should. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, probably should.
All right, later.
Just let the audio play for a moment.
Could do that, too. These relaxing sounds of mallet calls are brought to you by
Higdon Decoys. Not because they sponsor us, just because there's a bunch of good dudes that work at Higdon.
But if Higdon would like to sponsor Waterfall Wednesdays, get a hold of me.
Yeah, get a hold of us. Yeah, yeah. We'll take the Higdon sponsor. Otherwise, we'll keep saying, you know, buy Higdon Decoys for free because a bunch of good dudes work there.
You're a terrible salesman.
Damn it. I know I'm a bad negotiator, too.
They're probably as good at it as I am. These things can really haul ass when they want to.
I think Kyle Jones is working at Dive Bomb now, though.
Do you think if you put a couple the best like mallard decoys you can get are like super close to you, and how close would they get to you? Would you think that would make them?
Well, I've seen
relaxed or
No. I think they get weirded out by decoys. In fact, I think they. This I think be, birds this, get weirded out even if you use stuffers.
I think this just could be a good.
The mannequin
experiment.
Effect.
Let's
the
do an experiment.
When you're hunting, though, these birds act totally different. Like yesterday, I was watching
people. There's two fresh honks.
I was watching people like honk at geese like, in their cars, like to get these geese to move the fuck out of the way yesterday. But these are birds like, they see a truck rolling down a gravel road when they're 10 miles outside of town here. They don't fuck around. They're gone. Like, yeah. And when they're in town, like people gotta honk at them to get them to move. It's just kind of crazy. They know they're. They know the threat level of where they're at.
Yeah. They're losing interest.
Yeah, they are. It's probably dark, time for them to go to bed.
Yeah, me too. Oh, jeez, what are you doing? Oh. All right. Later, guys.